But now we turn to a decision by the Las Vegas City Council to ban aluminum and glass liquor containers on the Fremont Street Experience. The council has been trying to crack down on public drunkenness in the downtown area. The ordinance requires liquor stores to put packaged liquor in clear bags. But other efforts to limit packaged liquor sales on Fremont Street have faced legal challenges. Bob Coffin is a member of the Las Vegas City Council, and he voted for the ordinance. Bob Coffin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. It's good to be with you all.
The new ordinance requires liquor stores to seal liquor in paper bags, but while there are penalties for liquor stores violating that law, there aren't any increased penalties for customers who violate it. So how is it supposed to help?
At least twice a year, on New Year's and at peak times like July 4th, we require plastic, only plastic, on our streets because it's a safety issue. These things turn into missiles. And handheld, they're a pretty good weapon, too. So we don't want that, not to mention the broken glass problem. It's hard to police it, you know, when you've got 5 or 10 or 15,000 people down there. So we prefer to try to make it safer. Then also, you have the issue where before I take office, at least half a dozen places were licensed for packaged liquor on Fremont Street. And they were to be sold, liquor was to be sold as an ancillary part of the business. So they were supposed to be souvenir shops, but they've turned into liquor stores. And the rules are of four liquor stores, which apply all over the city, are not being followed. And, of course, sometimes it's hard to get people to consume their liquor 1,000 feet away from the store. But that's the rule all around town because it's meant for you to take it home and consume it.
Now, liquor store owners have said they're being unfairly targeted. They're contending the law protects downtown bars and casinos by forcing people to buy more expensive drinks there. How do you respond to that?
Well, we did not intend that. Now, I can't speak for the council members who were here before me, but I can tell you that they did not, as far as I know, intend that these become full-blown liquor stores. And that's a little hard to police because to tell someone you've got to take it outside is one thing. To tell them they have to take it 1,000 feet away, which is the old ordinance for many, many years, is the rule, and they don't do that. And so you have people taking their beer outside and just quaffing it right there under the canopy, and then it's easy to beg a dollar or two, and then they go right back in and get another one. Mm-hmm. So we have got to bring that under control. So you talk about public safety and also public drunkenness. They kind of run hand in hand, and people who have taken their souvenir shops and made them into liquor stores will probably see a drop in revenue, but I don't think it's going to be calamitous because if they were obeying the law and the consumers were obeying the law, then they would have had to take them 1,000 feet away or to their hotel room anyway.
In a couple of other notable places for tourism, Bourbon Street in New Orleans, Times Square in New York City, packaged liquor sales themselves are not allowed. Is there a time when packaged liquor could be banned from Fremont Street?
I don't know, but the genie got out of the bottle sometime in the past, and now the city realizes its mistake. And I don't think that we're at the point where we would try to take licenses away from people. All they have to do is conform to the law and make their consumers conform to the law. In that case, there should be peace in the valley.
What sort of changes do you think this new law will bring to the Fremont Street Experience?
It's one of many steps that we're trying to take to bring some civility back to Fremont Street. In recent years, we've been inundated with people who take off their clothes and pose with people. Visitors sometimes think that's pretty fun, and on the other hand, some people think it's grotesque. Well, we lose the people that thought it was grotesque and absurd and, frankly, very offensive, while the ones keep coming back, maybe, that liked that. But that's a minority. I understand we have a standard in this town that sometimes gets slightly above trash, but it's been controlled, whereas you have these folks just running around sticking all these appendages in people's faces, and it's pretty darned offensive.
Bob Coffin is a member of the Las Vegas City Council. He voted for an ordinance to ban glass and aluminum containers from downtown. Councilman, thanks again for joining us.
You're very welcome.